The NPP has prescribed to government 6 ways of addressing the challenges facing the economy and to enhance the standard of living of the people. One of the ways is for government to restore fiscal discipline in all departments and agencies in the public sector. The NPP says months after government presented the 2013 economic policy to the nation with proposed remedies to the challenges, the economy is still in tatters and things are getting worse. The party stated this at a press conference yesterday to present its position on the state of the economy. The 10-page document titled Ghana's Troubled Economy, Where Are the Remedies? Sought to bring to the fore what the party perceived to be the ills of the economy. A former Minister of Finance in the Kufuor administration, Yao Safumafu, addressed the media. Correspondents Dominic Nwoloji and Augustus Akwei have filed this report.
The NPP mentioned fiscal deficit, huge arrears, unbridled overspending, worsening unemployment and deteriorating utility services as some of the challenges facing the economy, flanked by some leaders of the party and the minority MPs in Parliament. A former Minister of Finance and Economic Planning in Kufuor's administration, Yao Safumafu, who addressed the media, said prices of goods and services are rising as a result of increased fuel prices. He said instead of government reducing waste, fighting corruption and directing savings into productive sectors of the economy, government is rather seeking to squeeze more money from businesses and ordinary Ghanaians by introducing several taxes into the system.
The NPP haven't been in government before in the sense that the need could arise for any government to institute tax measures to raise money for national development. But we have to do it within the context. However, on this occasion, we do not need an economist to tell us that imposing all the tax measures at a go to squeeze money from businesses and ordinary Ghanaians will only hurt the economy and growth and lead to job losses and more poverty. You can't fight taxes at one go, hitting every body in the system, hitting every industry in the system, hitting every farmer in the system. But if the cut losses come under taxes, am I right? The NDC government's solution to Ghana's economic woes is borrow money, tax Ghanaians, and spend. And in the process, create more opportunities for corruption.
On the way forward, the party suggested 6-point interventions. It says government must restore fiscal discipline in all departments of the public sector, tackling corruption, cease payments of huge debts, reduce its appetite for borrowing from both domestic and foreign sources, and have a focused plan to enhance revenue mobilization, revive the ailing agricultural sector, create jobs, and ensure that only competent people are appointed to man the affairs of the nation.
So what should government do? First, government must restore fiscal discipline in all departments of the public sector. The government's economic management style, consisting of reckless spending, more borrowing, and increased taxation, will lead to economic suicide. Inefficient spending and excessive spending on programs such as guinea fowl development, tree planting, and JEDA should be eliminated to avoid waste and corruption. Second, government should reduce its appetite for borrowing. Third, there must be a focused plan to enhance revenue mobilization, but not through increased taxation. Fourth, these efforts must then be followed by a plan to revive the ailing agriculture sector of the economy. Fifth, job creation should be top priority for the government. Job creation reduces poverty, and strong local businesses are the key to ending poverty and bringing development. High lending rates, non-payment of contractors, doom so, and excessive taxation only serve to increase the cost of doing business. Finally, government must appoint competent people to run the affairs of this nation, rather than put square pegs in round holes.
Former Minister of Finance in the Kufuor administration, Yao Safumafu, ending that report by Dominic Nwoloji and Augustus Sakwe.